The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Valleys and beaches. That's news, traffic, and weather together. I'm Kurt Olson. Now it's time for Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
Well, hello. Kurt, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you have a will?
No.
Do you have a trust?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And after this last hour, I'm so depressed, but somehow I'm smiling.
All right. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Well, I appreciate Kurt's honesty, but he's not alone. According to stats, roughly 70 to 75% of Americans do not have a will. Now, in fairness, that includes all ages, and I could understand, you know, somebody 25 years old not having a will, but three-fourths of Americans basically do not have a will. How about a trust? How about an executor? You don't have to be 75 to check out, right? So we do this from time to time. We go through the basics here because you need to have a will. You need to have a trust. You need to be covered if something happens to you unexpectedly, because sooner or later, you know, we're all checking out. Why am I babbling? We have one of our absolute favorite people here, attorney at law, Taryn Collins. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back, Dave, and it's good to see you.
Nice to see you. You got that big smile. You and Kurt go to the School of Smiles. You're always smiling.
Life is good, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Take a minute to introduce yourself professionally. Who are you?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'm a native of San Luis Obispo. I'm the fifth generation of my family to live on the coast of San Luis Obispo County. And I graduated from Cuesta College, where I played on the women's softball team for 2 years. I went
on. What position did you play?
I played left field.
Okay.
Yeah. People have told me I'm often out in left field. Yeah, yeah. You know. Okay. I also graduated from Cal Poly and UC Hastings, which is now titled UC Law. I guess Hastings did something that upset people. So
yeah, yeah.
So now
the DEI thing.
Right. And I've been practicing law for 38 years. I love it. I especially love estate planning and trust administration because I look at it like preventative law. If you have the right terms in your estate planning documents, they dovetail together. I mean, you can avoid conservatorships. You can avoid hassles for your heirs later on. And it really is important to let your loved ones know what your preferences are, so they're not guessing.
What's your website?
It is www. Okay, great. Collins Coast Law, that's one word, .com.
CollinsCoastWord.com. Okay. Are you surprised Kurt doesn't have, I mean, Kurt's, he's probably your age. He doesn't have a will.
And it's sad. There are so many options for managing your affairs that aren't all hugely expensive. But I actually feel that people don't know the difference between a will and a trust.
We will now, after you explain.
Right. Well, and the main difference, well, there's many differences, but a will is a document that takes effect once you die. It says what you want to have done with your assets. A trust can manage your affairs while you're incapacitated and once you pass on. That's a huge advantage. You can avoid a conservatorship, for example, because you've picked someone that you trust to be fair and treat you well, and they can take over if you're incapacitated.
All right, so I'll volunteer as an example. I have a will and a trust, but I screwed up. I set this up, I don't know, been about 10 years. I picked my older brother as the executive. I didn't know what I was doing. My older brother, that's got to change. And I finally, what do you call that when you get your healthcare directive?
It's a healthcare power of attorney or a healthcare director.
I finally filled that out. All right, so I've got that and I've got that. But the people I left the estate to, not that I have a big estate, I need to change all that. Mm-hmm. So I have a trust and a will, but it's all messed up.
Well, it's not that uncommon.
That's by your ear.
Right, and don't feel bad. Okay. But do something about it. So I recommend people have their estate plans updated every 5 to 7 years. You have an attorney look it over. It's not that difficult to create new documents. You can also do amendments to your trust or codicils to your will that change it. I'm of the school that likes things to be smooth and easy. So when your executor or your trustee has to go back and forth between different documents, a trust amendment, the original trust, maybe there's a second amendment, it can get confusing. So it's not rocket science. It needs to be done, Dave.
Attorney Taryn Collins on this broadcast. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later on. I want to give her a chance to explain things. So why do I need a will? I mean, most people don't have one. Why do I need one? What happens if I die without a will?
Well, you die, the legal term is intestate. So that there are certain laws that dictate who will receive your assets. And usually it starts with the living relatives. I haven't practiced probate law, which is where that would end up too, in a probate court. Somebody would have to come forward and ask to be appointed as your executor or personal representative to handle your affairs. Because you have no will and you have no trust. And if you don't have any living relatives, then your estate would likely go to what's the name of the agency? But it's basically where unclaimed property goes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a state agency?
Yes.
So if I don't have a will, anything I have would go to the state.
If you have no relatives.
Well, damn it. Let's stop it right there.
Okay.
Hmm.
But I want to clarify something, too. You mentioned that you have a will and a trust.
Yes.
And that's standard practice because the trust handles, I don't want to get too complicated here.
My checking account, not that I write checks anymore, but it is the Dave Congleton Trust.
That's what I was going to mention. You have to fund your trust.
And that means the trust.
Because you can have a trust that says all my bank accounts, all my real property, et cetera, is in the trust, but unless you physically change the title of your property so that it's titled in the name of Dave Congleton, trustee of the Dave Congleton Trust, then your heirs will still have to go through probate if indeed they have, you die with more than $208,850. That's called a probate limit.
I don't think I have to worry about that in my case. I would just want to give a public shout out to Nancy Stillmiller from Community West Bank, who took all that stuff and set up my trust for me.
Isn't she amazing?
And got that. Oh, that's right. You're on the board with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I adore Nancy. Yeah. And if you need banking advice, well, I shouldn't be advertising.
No, go ahead.
Community West Bank.
Yeah. She set up all my trust. She did all the work. I had to pay the different fees, but she did it all. She saved me so much hassle and time.
That's so good to know. And I have Nancy and I have been planning to have lunch together for years. But we're both
I could
busy.
Be included.
Okay, you can be included.
Yeah.
But I would love someone I could send clients to after we complete their trust.
Boom.
Because I usually end up being hands-on, and I do charge for the time I spend doing that. So if they can have it done by a wonderful banker.
As long as you have an account at Community West Bank, it's free.
Good to clarify.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I highly recommend that bank, unsolicited. But because I was a customer, they did all the work. All I had to do was pay the different fees, which I would have had to pay anyway.
I'm so glad you told me this.
See?
I had no idea. No, most banks these days, the big banks, they are hands off.
Community West Bank, great bank.
Awesome.
Taryn Collins, great attorney. Short break. We'll come back and chat some more of your phone calls and questions still to come. Very important topic as we try to break down the importance of having a will, a trust, and just how you go about it. This is Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton.
Hi, this is Dave Congleton for Senior Living Consultants. Watching someone you love need more care is never easy. You want them to be safe, comfortable, and truly happy. But knowing where to start can feel overwhelming. Senior Living Consultants is here to help. They listen, they care, and they're your local expert guide to finding the perfect place at no cost to you. You don't have to face this decision alone. Call my friend Charmaine Peterson at Senior Living Consultants today. The only senior living advisor I recommend.
Thanks, Dave. If you're concerned about your parents' or loved ones' current living situation, Senior Living Consultants specializes in helping you find the perfect community for your family member. We start with a thorough evaluation of your loved one's social, medical, and financial needs. Next, we will tour all the appropriate communities together until we find the right one. Once we do, we will take care of all the medical paperwork. The best part? Our service is always free. Call Senior Living Consultants today at 545-5901.
Attention, Central Coast chefs. It's time to prove your Mac actually matters. Blast and Brew, Jeffrey's Wine Country Barbecue, Culture Food Truck, Firestone Walker. They've all taken their shot at the title. Some of them are still walking around like they own this competition. Bring your A game or get melted. Because this isn't a tasting, it's a takedown. One bite, one vote, one champion. And every past winner, fair game. Vendor spots for the Mac and Cheese Fest are open now. Head to the macandcheesefest.com to enter your kitchen or your food truck into the only food fight that matters on the Central Coast. The macandcheesefest.com. Bring the cheese. Bring the ego. May the best Mac win.
Powered by Malahi Ford, where good things are happening. Just off the 101 on Traffic Way in Arroyo Grande. Visit MalahiFord.com and save.
There is nothing more exciting than hearing a story about someone who beat the odds. Someone like a Hank Aaron, or a Steve Jobs, a Dolly Parton, or even an Arnold Palmer or a Merle Haggard. Someone who said, I will not give up on my dreams. We've got plenty of those stories to share. Underdog stories about an underdog country. I'm Lee Habib. Join me in Our American Stories each day right here.
Tonight at 7 here on KVEC.
Welcome back to Hometown Radio. Very important topic. Great guest, Aaron Collins, attorney at law. We're doing a little bit of Wills and Trust 101. And your website again, Taryn?
It's collinscoastlaw.com.
And call Nancy at Community West Bank.
Yes.
There you go. You guys can be a team here. All right. Now, I got one question before we get into all this other stuff. I want to give you a hypothetical. Say you're a single mom with three adult children, and you own a house, and you have it in your will that when you pass, the house is going to be sold and the money is going to be divided up evenly between the three adult kids, okay?
Okay.
What if one of the kids comes to you and says, hey, I would like to have the will changed so that I have the right to buy the house if the other two agree?
Well, first of all, I would not be able to talk to the kid because if I'm representing mom, that would be right. A conflict.
No, okay. Do you think that's a good idea to break up an existing will that evenly divides the house among three adults and cause turmoil, possibly, by letting one of them have the right to buy out the other two? Wouldn't the best thing to do, Taryn, is I'd lead the witness here. Leave the will as it is.
You know, that's a wide open question.
I know.
And so, first of all, the children would only be able to pressure mom. But let's say one of them's pressuring mom.
Let's just say one of them is really pressuring mom.
Okay. Well, mom has the opportunity to discuss the pros and cons with the lawyer and find out if maybe she should give all of them the right to buy each other out. But that's going to complicate things because who gets the right?
Right.
So, you know, I don't recommend setting things up in a way that can cause a dispute.
Yes.
Especially
thank
because
you. Thank you.
Did I validate your opinion?
Yes.
Well, it's a good one, and I call this preventative law because you can avoid so many difficult situations for your heirs if you just set up your trust and your will so that they don't have a lot of leeway. I've done a lot of trust litigation, people fighting over the dust behind the refrigerator, often because that's just a saying I use, but yeah. It's emotional. Mom's died, and everybody takes it and grieves differently.
Right. So if you have a will and things are locked in, then you don't have to fight over anything. I'm just giving my opinion.
Well, that's part of it. And I don't recommend wills when you have a house for certain reasons. And I know this is basic 101, but if your house is titled in your trust and you need assistance from Social Security or Medicare, they have payback provisions. And they will put a lien on your home. That lien only goes on your home if it is not in a trust. It goes on your home during probate. So yeah. Neighbors could have the same, both have a house, one has a will, one has a trust, and they both needed federal assistance as they aged. One's heirs are going to get the house without the payback lien, and the others won't.
All right. So I got a will and a trust. I believe I have the same trustee for both. That's the way to do it, right?
Well, it's a trustee for your trust.
An executor.
Yeah, you're right, executor. And I'd love to go into that a little bit because you want to make sure that whoever has power over your assets and your well-being, it's the same person on all documents. So I recommend a trust, a pour-over will, and a durable power of attorney for asset management. You want to make sure that whoever has the power, such as the successor trustee, your executor, and whoever's the agent under your durable power of attorney, is the same person at the same time, so that they're not fighting each other.
Mm. What makes a good executor? Because I've got to move it off. Oh, my brother's older than I am, and that's that dumb idea, Dave. So I have to find somebody to be my executor. But what are the qualities?
Let me first say that wasn't a dumb idea.
It's a dumb
idea. But what would be better is to have a list of people in order so that if your brother's too old by the time you die, or maybe he's not alive anymore, you have someone else who you've nominated.
Right.
So I'm going to call it the trustee and the executor. You want it to be the same person at the same time, your successor trustee. The qualities might surprise some people. When you talk about the characteristics for who would make the best executor and trustee, people think, oh, it has to be someone who's really good with finances, or they can do accountings, or they're, sharp as a lawyer and they can figure all this stuff out. Actually, that's not the way to focus, in my opinion. Because you want your trustee and executor to, hopefully the same person, to hire professionals, the CPA, to give you tax advice, the lawyer to make sure that you do all of the things required by law within the time frames required by law. You want the best quality is someone that you trust, someone you know will be fair, even-handed, and reliable.
Does it have to be a family member?
No. And, in fact, there are different methods. Like, you can have co-trustees. I remember my grandparents had their financial advisor be co-trustee with my oldest sister. And that way, he could help guide her in what needed to be done. Co-trustees that are family members, it's not always the best. Some people want to make all their kids co-trustees. And that can make decision-making difficult.
You know who I was thinking of asking?
Who?
Nancy.
Sometimes it's a professional that you know, that you trust.
But it's a lot of work to be in it. That's why I'm reluctant to ask her. I'm asking her on the radio. It's a lot of work.
Well, a trustee is entitled to reasonable compensation.
Oh.
So I like to kind of separate. When I talk about a will in the trust realm that I recommend, Because you have a pour-over will that pours anything not titled into your the name of your trust into your trust. That's right. What a pour-over will does. So we're basically talking about the trustee, right. Successor trustee. Right. And most trusts have a provision that the trustee is entitled to reasonable compensation. So the time they spend doing the work of wrapping up the trust administration is paid for if they want it. Some people decline to take it. Some people need it. And it makes you feel better that they're not just doing it as a burden.
So is that like a percentage of your estate?
You know, that's kind of the old-fashioned way of doing it. Now, I put different guidelines in my trust, always with the authority of my clients, but it should be based on your skill and expertise and what that would normally sell for and the number of hours you spend working on trust administration.
Yeah, but I'm confused, Taryn. How would the trustee get paid once I die?
Okay, so when you pass on, the trustee marshals in all your assets
right. In
trust administration.
Right.
So any bank account, cars, all that, they liquefy it into cash, and then they distribute it pursuant to the terms of your trust.
Right.
There's going to be a pool of money at some point. It may not be a deep pool, no. But it's going to be a pool. And in that pool, the trustee can then pay themselves for the time they've spent.
But who decides?
The trustee does.
Okay.
That's why you want to trust them.
Yeah, you want somebody you can really trust.
Right. Now, if they are doing things in a bizarre fashion, your other heirs have an opportunity to take them to court and say, you've ripped us off.
And then in terms of a will, your executor, that's just, I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart?
Well, the aim is to have the executor be the same person as the trustee.
All right.
And I don't do probate law, so I don't recommend that route for people. There's just so much more.
Well, I've already got a will and a trust set up. I just got to update my executor and my dependents.
Right.
I've done all this work already.
Right. And I find that one of the most difficult questions for people is who to pick for their trustee.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wrestling with right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got my brother, but, you know, I need somebody younger. Oh, we got Taryn Collins, attorney.
He's maybe the low 80s for some of the coastal valleys and 60s and 70s at the beaches. That's news, traffic, and weather together. Brought to you by McCarthy's. Their inventory is loaded with cars, trucks, and SUVs. Many under 20K, and most were locally pre-owned. McCarthy'sSLO.com. Check them out there or stop by at 43 Highgary in San Luis Obispo. I'm Kurt Olson. Now back to Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
All right, 75% of Americans don't have a will. They're not planning ahead. Fortunately, we have Taryn Collins, attorney at law, with us, who's about to remind us of her website.
CollinsCoastLaw.com.
We're just talking about wills and trusts and estate planning, all these important items. Have a question, want to join the conversation, please do. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Kaya joins us on KVEC. Hey, Kaya.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Kaya, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have a question?
Actually, no, I just wanted to make a comment. Taryn Collins, over the past, my kids are 25 now, so over the past 25 has helped us write and rewrite several versions of our will and trust, and I just wanted to give her a shout out and thank her for everything that she has done for us. We've moved around. My husband is retired military, so she's been there for us and helped us with our kids and our trust for many, many years. And I just wanted to give her a shout out.
I'm glad you did, but Kai, couldn't you have just done this yourself? Why do you need an attorney?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know enough. For one, two, there's, you know, moving around a lot in our kids' stages of life. You know, you don't know what their needs are going to be. you know, as they grow older, and kind of having the guidance of someone who does this for a profession was, you know, huge for our family. And then adding the military component in there and, you know, properties and different things that we've had over the years makes a big difference in, you know, how much do we give them? When do we give it to them if anything happens to myself or my husband? So just helping us make educated decisions, I think.
Yeah, Taryn?
Thanks a lot, Kaya. I really appreciate it. And I'll have to say, working with you was delightful because you are very smart and you understood the options I was giving you and you thoroughly investigated them with your husband. And I really appreciate the time and effort you put in on your side.
Yeah, it's a partnership, right?
It
attorney,
is a partnership.
Client.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it wasn't a one-and-done thing, you know, for my family. So it was nice knowing that when things changed for us, she was able to help guide us some more and just keep going when we needed her there. So
that's nice. USA, Kaya, thanks for the call. 805-543-8830 on the Frederick Law text line. Can't you just include in the trust details of the trustee getting a certain percentage of the sum total?
Yes, that's one option. You often, some people don't know what the sum total is going to be, and I don't prefer that route when I'm advising clients, but it's always something you can explore, that they get, say, 3%, 5%. There's just more, I think, empowerment for the person whose trust I'm creating if they know that the compensation will be reasonable, that their heirs won't be denied because the way things worked out, the trustee got a windfall and they got hardly anything. So.
All right, Jackson, San Luis. Hey, Jack.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Jack, you with us? Yeah, there you are, Jack. You broke up for a second.
Hi. Now, my question is, let's say if you don't know anything about this, where would be your first stop, let's say, if you want to create a trust and a will?
I'm not sure I'm clear on what you mean by...
Well, can I go do it myself? Can I go to that, hey, you are the lawyer, and download documents and just do it myself?
I cringe with those because the people who are filling out the forms, say Jack, for instance, is not going to know the logical consequences necessarily of each choice that you make. And, I mean, if that's all you can do, it's better than doing nothing at all sometimes, but unless you understand I look at the worst possible scenarios, it's better to have guidance. I pay a plumber. I don't try and do it myself. I might succeed, but I also might mess things up more.
Yeah, and so my question is, like, if you don't know anything about it, like should you look for a lawyer, or what kind of a lawyer would you look for?
Oh, I see.
What would be there?
Oh, I see now. Yeah, well, first of all, a good lawyer. I'm kidding.
What helps?
A lawyer who specializes in estate planning, wills and trusts.
Estate planning. Okay.
Estate planning, yes, that's the term of art.
Is it estate planning?
Yeah. Yes.
Jack, do you have a will? Do you have a trust? How prepared are you?
No, I don't have a clue on this, you know. I just... As far as those type of things, I'm kind of clueless, you know. So I would say my first thought would be like at a lawyer's office, an estate lawyer.
Well, and Jack, most people are clueless. And I actually prefer people that know they're clueless about this stuff than people who have these preconceived ideas about how things work, because it's more work for me to explain to them they were misguided.
What's that website again, Taryn?
CollinsCoastLaw.com.
Check it out, Jack. Thanks for the call. 805-543-8830. Pete's in Avila. Hey, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Hey, Pete, can you turn your radio down so we can hear you?
Yep, I'm going to do that right now.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, Pete, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Pete.
What's up?
Hi, Taryn. So I got a question. I have a will and trust. We have a will and trust. And so, Taryn, it's been 7 years. So, do you review wills and trusts that other people wrote up?
Absolutely.
And that's usually much less expensive than writing one up from the beginning, huh?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I'm having to understand what the other attorney did. Sometimes it's simple, and it gives me all the information I need for the bare bones of, you know, who's who. But
right.
Sometimes there are clauses and in someone's trust that, you know, it takes a little longer to unwind why they put it that way. But overall,
right.
It's just about, it depends. If I drafted the original trust, then it's really easy for me to change it because it's on
right.
computer. But it doesn't make it more difficult. It might make it easier. So your intuition was correct.
Yeah. Pete?
Is that all done by an hourly rate?
It can be. So I
right.
try to give clients the option. If they think it's going to be simple and they just have a couple changes, you know, I recommend they choose hourly rate. Otherwise, I have different package deals depending on your circumstances.
Right. All right. Okay. That answers my question.
All right, Pete. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Taryn Collins on this broadcast. We're talking about wills and trusts. I trust this is Jack in Morro Bay. Hey, Jack.
Dave.
Jack.
Not in Morro Bay. I'm calling from Casper, Wyoming, broadening your listening audience.
We appreciate that.
Wow.
Anyway, for your guest, if in fact I have a will from back in the day, a long time ago, and subsequently remarried, et cetera, have not updated it, and if I were to get hit by a bus tomorrow, does that will govern my estate?
It does. It does, and that's something really important to think about, because once you put your wishes in writing in a testamentary document, such as a will that's been witnessed, that's going to govern. And even though your wife could say, I know he wanted me to have this, or he promised this to me, and absolutely you did, unless you update it.
If we get time, Jack, the perfect example, this is just in the news. The guy who starred on the Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, he died, and he left a will, but it was like from 1996, and his wife was left out of it, and he kept promising he was going to get around to it, and he didn't do it. So now she's in court against his mother, fighting over his estate because he didn't update his will.
Well, one other thing I want to point out is that, let's say in California, our community property laws would allow your wife to claim certain things, but she's going to have to go to court to have that happen. And the court's expensive.
Yeah.
So we try to avoid that.
Yeah. Jack?
I will give a shout out to my dearly departed parents who had it all buttoned up and it made it so easy. No questions asked. Everything was all tidy, and it really works when it's done well. I will say that to you.
That's a blessing, isn't it? Yeah, I'm sorry if I interrupted
you. It's a big relief. There's no fighting.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Great job, Dave.
All right, Jack, good to hear from you. Give our regards to Wyoming. We've got Jim in Pismo on KVEC. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Jim.
And to your guest also.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, like the previous caller, my trust was done probably 20 years ago. And so I need to have it updated. But my question is, I have two children, and one of their spouses I didn't have a problem with. But I just, would it turn to community property or give it to my two children? But I don't want one spouse having anything.
And you know, that's not
that's a problem.
That's not uncommon, Jim. And you can make sure that they are not inheriting.
Okay.
When you
okay.
update, so yeah, we, yeah, and basically yeah. the law is that it would be your child's separate property, but they have to realize
yeah.
they can't commingle it, or it loses its separate property legality.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm just worried. Yes, and I'm worried about that particular spouse putting the pressure on my child, because they've done that before, and I'm not sure she's strong enough to keep those funds from being commingled.
you know, she's very fortunate to have you for a dad looking out for her. Methods, and you're welcome. There are methods to try to tighten it up more. And
yes.
You know, yes, but that's something good to think about. And you do need to have your trust updated for sure.
Yeah.
I do, and I'll probably be giving you a phone call to come in. But I want to make them co-trustees, but I would like to designate a maximum amount of money that they would get per month. I just don't want somebody running wild with the money, if you understand what I'm saying.
Compensation? Absolutely.
Yeah. What's that website again, Taryn?
CollinsCoastLaw.com.
Might as well give out a phone number.
805-773-0233.
Jim, thanks for the call. Good luck. 805-543-8830. Attorney Taryn Collins answering your questions about wills and trusts. Very complicated subject, but you're in good hands with Taryn. John calls from DePomo. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. Hey, I've got an uncle that is trying something different. I'm just real curious about if it would work or not. What he's doing is he's about 85, and he's turned all his assets, not all of them, but most of his assets into gold and silver. And he figures when he dies, his kids are going to just come and split up that gold. And I go, well, that's great, I guess. He thinks it's untraceable. And untraceable for anybody except his kids. No. You know, so is that anything legitimate? Would you not recommend that? And you know, what should I tell him? You know,
well, you know, it's an interesting question, and I couldn't hear everything you said. I understood you have an uncle.
Gold. He wants to leave his kids gold as opposed
silver.
To cash or stocks or anything else because it's not going to be traceable.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Traceability, yeah. That's not my expertise, yeah. But you can leave your kids gold and silver. I hope it's in a safe place.
Yeah, I mean, everything's traceable, John. I mean, if they take something with gold and buy something, there are going to be questions.
Yeah, he thinks it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the legitimacy of it. That's what I'm just trying to check out. It's kind of interesting. It's different. I've never heard of it before. So
one more reason to consult an attorney instead of trying to do it yourself.
Hey, I'm not doing it, that's for sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dave.
All right, John, good to hear from you. Taryn Collins, she's your gold. There you go. There's a promo. On the Frederick Law text line, Stacy checks in. Hey, Stacy. Can you answer me what the difference is between what Taryn does and a fiduciary?
Oh, well, we work hand in hand, but the difference, well, an attorney can be a fiduciary, but a fiduciary, unless they have a law degree and a license to practice, cannot be a lawyer. So the fiduciaries typically handle the details, say like a trustee. And I was mentioning to Dave during the break that when you're picking a successor trustee, you can look for a fiduciary, professional fiduciary, who will handle the administrative parts of your trust. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, Stacy. They're two different professions, although...
Can just a fiduciary take care of the trust and the will?
Can they take care of it?
Yeah, do I need an attorney if I've got a fiduciary?
Yes, you need an attorney to drop the documents upon which a fiduciary will then act.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can't have one without the other. Boom.
Well, you can have a trust without a fiduciary, but you can't have a...
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. All right, short break. We'll come back for a final segment, Taryn. I'm Dave Congleton. This is KVEC. It seems like all we hear about is artificial intelligence, and while technology can be helpful, when it comes to you or your loved one's next phase in life, working with a local expert in person can make all the difference. I'm Dave Congleton for Senior Living Consultants. Any website can generate a list. You need someone who's actually been there, who really cares, and will stay by your side every step of the way. That's my friend Charmaine Peterson from Senior Living Consultants, the only senior living expert I recommend.
Thanks, Dave. At Senior Living Consultants, we meet with you in person for a thorough evaluation of you or your loved one's social, medical, and financial needs. Next, we will tour all the appropriate communities together until we find the right one. Once we do, and you're ready, we take care of all the medical paperwork. The best part, our service is free. Visit SeniorLivingConsultants.com today or call 805-545-5901. Senior Living Consultants, providing peace of mind since 1997.
Hear that? That's the sound of the Pacific Coast Railroad Jingle Bell Express, bringing the jingle to July as the 2026 Christmas at the Ranch tickets are on sale now. Christmas at the Santa Margarita Ranch runs from November 27th to December 20th, but you're going to want to get your tickets now. Your trip begins at the historic Santa Margarita Ranch when you board the Jingle Bell Express, a real steam train pulling original Disney train cars. You'll travel through enchanting sights you'll never forget on your way to Santa's Village, where you'll enjoy magic shows, pony rides, a light maze, fire pits, marketplace, food trucks galore, and of course, Santa himself. Tickets are on sale now. I know it seems early to make your plans, but don't worry. If your plans change between now and November 15th, your tickets can change too. So make sure you reserve your seats on the Jingle Bell Express starting July 1st by going to ChristmasAtTheSantaMargaritaRanch.com. That's ChristmasAtTheSantaMargaritaRanch.com before the train passes you by.
The 920 KVEC Daily Update delivers Central Coast headlines. Info from First Look with Andy Morris. Who's on Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton? Staying informed matters, and so does having the right legal team. Frederick Law stands with you and with the Central Coast for what's fair. Aggressive yet compassionate representation in personal injury, accident victims, landlord-tenant disputes, auto accidents, and even dog bites. Connect with Frederick Law and sign up for the free KVEC Daily Updates now at 920KVEC.com.
All right, very important topic here. We are talking with Attorney Taryn Collins just about basic having a will, having a trust. 75% of Americans do not have a will. How are they going to find you, Taryn? What's your website?
CollinsCoastLaw.com.
If you want in on this conversation, got a question or comment, we need to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830 or toll-free 800-549-5832. Justine is with us on KVEC. Hey, Justine.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling in with a review for Taryn Collins. She's an excellent attorney. Oh. I know that for a couple reasons. One, she's my aunt. But two, my husband was in a situation where his mother passed away. And the attorney that had written her trust had retired and not left anyone to succeed him. So I told my husband, like, let's give Taryn a call and see if she can help. And she just dove right in and has really been an amazing help for us and so patient and constant through the process.
How did she help you?
Well, she immediately asked for a copy of the trust. She gave my husband a clear trajectory, a bullet point list of what he needed to do in order of operations, and just was really patient and helped him understand the process, which he was really overwhelmed. He was grieving. It was a long process. She owned a property. It was in Modesto, which is, 7 hours away from us. So it was really helpful.
I sure hope you got the family discount.
Of course
she
did.
Yeah.
But it was...
yeah. Go ahead, comment.
Definitely...
Justine,
above and beyond.
Justine, thank you for your comment.
Yeah.
And again, it's been really rewarding to work with your husband and you and figure this out. Somehow I like challenges, but most people are just such good people that it's easy to jump in and help guide them. And that's the trust administration arm of what my practice is. So it's not only creating the wills and the trusts, it's also helping people administer the trust once the person whose assets are in it dies. Hmm. Thanks for
calling. Yeah, and we were really lost because we thought that one attorney had to follow the process from beginning to end.
Thank you.
So it was really helpful to understand that you could get in there and help us out with the administration of it. That part alone was amazing.
I'm glad you called, Justine.
Thank you, Justine.
Thank you. common mistakes people make, things you don't recommend in putting together a will and trust? What comes to mind?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the shortcuts people try to do around an actual trust or will or estate plan, such as putting their real property in a transfer on death deed, which immediately is transferred to whoever you've listed. So you could put one person, you can put two, you could put five, but they're going to get equal amounts. But the biggest problem is that you have no flexibility then. Say one of you, say you have four children, and they all have children of their own, and you die, one of your children has predeceased you, and what you would have liked to have happen is their children get their share of the house, but you can't maneuver that if it's a transfer on death deed. Mm-hmm. Also, it would kick any of your heirs who have disabilities off their government programs.
I got about a minute to answer this question, please. What if you're thinking of your main beneficiary being a nonprofit? Any special consideration for that?
Well, you want to make sure that you have the identifying information correct, such as sometimes there are nationwide nonprofits that have...
Let's say local.
Local. Well, you just want to make sure you have it identified clearly and their federal nonprofit ID number. And that you're very...
Do you need to talk to them first?
I would. And, you know, most of the nonprofits, I can't say most, a lot of nonprofits have a giving program so that, I know Sierra Club does. Yeah. You can, you know, contact their giving office and they will set you up with the information you need in order to make them a beneficiary. I think a lot of nonprofits have those divisions to help you.
If they were smart, they certainly would.
Yeah, right.
All right, Taryn, what a pleasure. Thanks for coming in one last time. Your website is?
CollinsCoastLaw.com.
Phone number?
805-773-0233.
I got about 30 seconds for a final thought.
Well, I just have to commend you for your hometown radio show. I've been a fan since I was a kid. My father used to call in.
Dixon.
Dixon from Morro Bay.
Dixon Halfley.
Yeah. So it means a lot to me to be on your show. Thanks, Dave.
Always good to see you. How's the family? Are you related to former Supervisor Laurent?
I am.
Where is he now?
He is in Corvallis, Oregon. I actually just saw him last weekend. He is married to my sister, and they have a beautiful home up in Corvallis. Hmm.
Connie Gordon lives in Corvallis.
Who?
Connie Gordon. She used to be our news director.
Oh.
All right, Taryn, good to see you. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Get ready. Here comes Michelle Dostere. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.